to
nothing.
What did we do? How did we approach it? What happened that made it work?
For those of you that were here Saturday, obviously if you weren't here Saturday, you didn't have an answer.
Come on.
Oh my.
Okay. Watch your trying to block the mic. So, whoops, not Saturday night. Hey, that's a totally wrong time. Okay. We talked about one, not having too much volume, it can't be loud. Okay. We talked about tuning the chords, but first and foremost, there's the storytelling aspect of it. And we were in our minds doing what? What were we visualizing and seeing on these first moves? Just open the door into our little cottage, springing out all sprightly and happy to go on our walk. So there's a pleasantness about it without a TV show for our smile.
Can you move that stair?
Now, in contest, that would be what we have to go with, because you don't get any do-overs, okay? And that was not anywhere close to where we need to be. How do we fix it? Okay, first of all, off. There has to be a cutoff. For everyone except with basses that are obviously studying the next pitch. But that cutoff is never clean and precise, and I don't know how that could be when I'm all given to four clicks. Click, 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 off. Our light bulb should be able, or our light switch should be able to just get flipped right off, and yet we still just linger, and there's no precision to it. One, two, again, and. Basses?
Do.
Again, and here we go. Okay, is that already better? It's not great yet. Sing the first chord all simultaneously again. One, and listen and tune it, especially the third of the chord, which needs to be higher. One, two, again, loop. Let me give you your pitches. So basses again. Sing chord. Ready, go. Now, sing it as if it was in the style of the song. And go. Good.
Get that upper octave in tune.
Let's hear the first two pitches. One.
two, ready, and go. Paul, watch this. Two, do that one. One, two, again, and go. Okay, all parts. Now one, two, here we go. So much better already. Now it's just the leads. Just that tuning head, just the teeniest little bit. Okay? Now relax your bodies. Try it again. One, two, again, and go. Good, it's so much better. Now,
because the thinness has to be way easier of this high note, and it's kind of exposed up there, and you need just a little bit more volume
so that they don't feel like they're singing a weird, strange, uncontrolled solo. Okay, give them the foundation. That was 100 bazillion times better. Let's have a fresh pitch. Thank you, David. One, two, again, go. I know, right? Yes, hit save. Please, hit save. That was pretty nice. Okay, that only took, what, maybe 15 minutes? Okay, that's not bad. That's not bad. Good. Now, as I said before, though, in contests, we don't get this, we don't get 15 minutes of redos. You get one chance, and it's got to be perfect out of the gate. So what did you personally have to do just now? What did you do? What were you listening for? Who were you listening for? What was your mouth shape? Did you get rid of the L? All these things. You must remember every single little detail of what we've just done. Okay? Let's have a fresh pitch and start it again. We'll keep going. Now, the other thing that some of you weren't here on Saturday, when we started going and we were singing real lyrics, real words, okay, we moved this thing. Okay? We're happy. We're skipping down the trail in the woods, going off. Okay, and okay, that's maybe a bad example. I don't want you skipping, but it had forward energy. Just gotta move. Get our intro.
Ready and sing.
center. Ready, and go.
When her pale, drowsy light
Remember? Strousy. Strousy. 1, 2, 3, let go.
Okay,
you can hear baritones, basses. Come on, two, here we sing.
Go.
mean, there is so much potential. So much potential. There are moments where I listen to this and I go, boy, if we do it like that, that just takes the score upwards. Oh, man, if we sing that interpretation just like that, we're going to have a meeting out of the palm of our hand. There's all these little moments where I go, oh, that's the choir. Oh, that's what I want. That takes the song. And then it's followed by the plaques and the harps, and I'm like, crap, whatever we just gave, it went back down. So we got to get everything to be that wow moment. You are so close. It is so close. I can feel it. Give me some thoughts. I'm going to go over down the road. Go ahead, Herb.
Sound-wise, yes. Both visual.
Yes, we're not close. We haven't really talked about that.
How do you model?
Right.
I tell you, when it works with it, when you get it, it really sounds, right? It sounds really good.
I know.
When you don't get it, it sounds really bad.
Well, and that's the danger of the song, because there is no in-between. It's either in tune and popping, or it's just noise.
And some of it is, most of it is wow, especially on the low, when you get lower range, you see flat vowel, it really sounds flat.
It does, yes.
And remember, guys, when the judges start hearing your song, they're going to think of a score in their brain, or they're going to circle a score. It's very hard to get that score up, but it's real easy to get the score down. But they're going to start the score as you start your song each time. And you need to make sure that that score is on the higher range than the lower. You want to be that B plus to start with.
Steve.
Okay. It's really neat to hear it. I think you've called it out well, though, that the range, it's beautiful where it hits. I think the facial expressions are really cool. I enjoyed seeing that.
We're getting better. We're really going to spend Saturday working on our focus and where we're looking and all that. That's coming on Saturday.
And when to move to.
Yes, and when to move to. All the headography, choralography. Okay, we'll work through that on Saturday. I really, really wanted us to just get our ears in tune and start listening. And it's so, boy, there's just moments. When I had you sing that, Burns, and it was just like you were vocally reaching for it, and it was amazing. It was awesome.